And joining us this morning, as promised, is Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for the Kokanee North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Let's start off. We had a hospital board meeting. And it was, I have here, it says it was an extended meeting.
Yes.
So most of that extension was on building projects. So where are we on that? I know this is not, you know, we're not setting bricks and mortar right now, but what are we doing?
No. Well, and what we talked about a variety of things and kind of looked at a process and spent some time on that. We also talked a little bit that we are working with an architect right now. And I think I've talked about that in the past as far as we kind of looked at space before with an architect on the hospital side, but really had never included if we wanted to do something with the care center, and if we did, what do we want it to look like, or potentially kind of do that wish list thing and then say, okay, now let's get the cost. Now, they've started to do some drawings, and some of the things that they've done that I think is really kind of interesting, I think they're teasing me, but looking at the things like the neighborhood concept, which is I think a lot of people like, and I even read in the paper where the senior center had gone down to the vet's home, and they kept talking about how the how that neighborhood concept, we're looking at that, and also single rooms. You know, so I'm like, okay, now that you've got me all excited about this, now let me find out what the price is going to be, or the potential price.
Before we get there, because you probably don't know what the price is yet, but
no.
What is a neighborhood concept?
Well, the neighborhood concept is instead of having these big long hallways and everybody all in a hallway, mm-hmm. it's that, you know, the areas are broken up into neighborhoods. And so we don't have one great big dining room and you don't have that it's more like a neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, and it's smaller and it's cozier and it feels more like your home atmosphere instead of like, you know, an institutional type setting.
Yeah, and then they can feel pretty institutional. And then single rooms as well, huh?
Yeah. Well, and I think it's probably because as many of us are starting to get a little older,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to share a room.
No, people don't.
People really don't, and so we want to at least look at, is that a possibility? Plus, which it also provides us is flexibility. Now, we also talked a little bit about guiding principles. For any kind of projects that we'll ever do, we really wanted to take a look at, we need to develop some guiding principles, and we're actually working with our employees first, trying to work it up that way, and saying, what should the guiding principles in any kind of a project they would ever do, should we have? And so for the next month or so, that's going to be a project that we work on with the employees, the medical staff, and then hope to give a document back to the board and say, you know, whether we do a little minor project, whether we do, you know, a major project, anytime we do anything, we should be looking at guiding principles. And so that was a lengthy discussion as well.
Well, speaking of guiding things, seventh graders, tour of the lab.
Yes.
You let them loose with all those needles and vials and things?
Yes, we actually did. The lab people, I think they had our staff had a great time. We hope the kids had a good time. But we had the kids come in. I understand that they are had a section on immunology and microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came in to actually see what really happens. They got to see some of our Petri dish plates where we actually grow bacteria. And
ooh, cool stuff.
I know it was. And they got to see, like, our bags of blood in our blood bank. The seventh graders, I'm sure the teachers suggested or encouraged that they write thank you letters. And so I had an opportunity to look through those, and they were great. And a lot of the comments were, the best part was to hold the bag of blood. like, okay.
All these little zombies that are over at school.
Oh, I know. I thought it was great. And they you know, thanks for letting us see all that gross, icky stuff. And so that was kind of fun. And we had, for us to be able to show what we are a part of was nice, and so we were excited that the school was even interested. And I believe, as a matter of fact, next week the 10th graders are going to come over.
Really?
and probably not stay as long, but you know, have an opportunity to see some of that. And we did have a couple kids get sick, and one, I guess somebody fainted. So I thought that was a first. And so a couple of the thank you notes had said that was their best part, was to watch somebody
going to say, right? This is typical seventh grade. Oh, boy, gross, icky stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. But it was. I think that's fun. And what we want to do is let people know that there's a lot of things in healthcare you can do and a lot of people behind the scenes that work really hard to take care of you every
good
day.
Good point. Good point. So before I let you go, return to the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract addendum update.
Well, that
briefly.
I sent the letter. If people look in on our webpage with our minutes, will be included an attachment of the letter that I sent to Blue Cross. They have not responded to me. They literally have not responded. So well,
this is the deal where they're changing the rules as to how they pay you.
Correct.
And you don't like it because, A, they're only giving you 2 months to change over, and, B, you're going to lose money.
Oh, a lot. Yes. We looked at a couple of examples of things like, in four different situations where we had ambulance service involved, they didn't pay for ambulance transports. In a ER situation where the bill was over $10,000, it was a trauma situation, the proposed reimbursement from Blue Cross was going to be $2,000.
Oof.
So
well, this is not what reasonable. You expected, and that's not what you understand their contract to be. No,
and that's not acceptable. And so we really do need to talk to them, and I don't think they're, I think they're in disarray and aren't willing to talk to us, and we're going to keep trying at least right up until the end where if they say, no, then they don't leave us a whole lot of alternatives.
What would those not a lot of alternatives be?
Well, the alternative would essentially us becoming a non-participating provider with Blue Cross.
Okay.
And that's why we're trying really hard to talk to them.
Well, maybe they are, on the bright side, maybe they're reassessing.
I hope they are.
Okay.
I hope they are.
Well, good. We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thank you so much. We always get a lot of information from you, and I'll be up to take a look at that gross, yucky stuff one of these
days. Okay, great.
Thank you, Kimber.
Thank you.